Every 20 years or so, the giant planets Jupiter and Saturn meet, a rare conjunction that has long been associated with weird events. We can get a visual preview tonight, or the next clear night. Just look around the sky at 10 p.m. The brightest star is the planet Jupiter. Saturn stands lowish in the east as the third brightest star. The two giant worlds will draw closer and closer together the next few years and will meet on the first day of winter in 2020. This solstice conjunction will be the most spectacular meeting of planets in our lives. The two will be so close to each other they'll merge into a single ball, at least for those with marginal eyesight. Through a telescope, they'll fit into the same field of view. Nothing short of spectacular. In case you wonder if Jupiter can ever actually eclipse Saturn by passing directly in front of it, yes, it will happen 5,500 years from now. This century, meetings of Jupiter and Saturn, called Great Conjunctions, happen in years divisible by 20. It last happened in Taurus in the year 2000. Much has been made of the fact that seven presidents elected during a year of a great conjunction died in office. But in truth, there are lots of planetary coincidences like that. For example, if you add Earth's radius of 3,960 miles to the Moon's radius of 1,080 miles, the combined radii add up to 5,040, which happens to be the number of minutes in a week. It's also equal to 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7. You can keep going with numerical stuff like that, or finding strange anagrams, since the letters in Earth can rearrange to spell heart, while Mars is an anagram of arms. Or we can wonder why every other planet has the letter U. What's important is to know when to stop. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.